Okay, Hannah, so we're down here at John Charles Centre for Sport, and you've just presented a piece of the London 2012 track, and you've just been presented with a piece of the London 2012 track. I guess that's a great bit of memorabilia to have here at your home club.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic, you know, to have a piece of history here at the club that have supported me for the last 9 years and kind of been there and coached me and worked with me, but also to get to take my own piece home. It's, well, I'd say it's something that not many people can say, but actually the public can go and buy it. So it's just fantastic and a massive honour to be able to take something where so many memories and something that meant so much to me happened. So, yeah, it's brilliant.
I mean, back in 2012, that inspired so many people. And I guess now there's a piece of the track and people can come in and see it. Again, it's about inspiring people to get involved in athletics.
Yeah, hopefully people can come and see the track and see that, you know, this is where I started and this is where I grew as an athlete, and they can do that too. It's as simple as going down to your local athletics club or sports club of whatever sport you might want and having a go and enjoying it and falling in love and finding a passion. And, you know, once you put all the hard work and you put everything you've got into it, then this is what comes out of the end. And I think that's, you know, that's what this piece of track kind of shows people. You know, you might start small, but it can lead to big things, and people have done it on this track, so why not you too?
Yeah, and it's such an incredible part of British sporting history, and like you said, you can buy a piece of track, would make a great Christmas present this time of year.
Yep, you could go to London2012track.com, and yeah, you can buy a piece for as little as £60, and yeah, again, having that piece of history in your home, it's priceless. You can't put a price on it. You know, it's something that when I crossed the finish line in London, I was like, if they rip this track up, I want to take it home. And I've done that now.
Yeah. Away from that, obviously it's been an incredible past year for you with Rio, nominated for our Yorkshire Sports Personality of the Year Award once again. Looking back at the highlights, the hat-trick of gold medals, but I guess the distance, 800 metres, you did that for the first time. Is that a particular highlight for you?
I wouldn't say a highlight, I'd say torture. Yeah, Rio was something different. Going into Rio was going to be a massive challenge to come back with 3 golds. And, you know, I really had to work hard. There was a lot of expectation on me. And I guess what people don't realise is you would never ask Usain Bolt to go and run an 800 after he's run a 1. But that's kind of what I was being asked to do. And, you know, you just go out there and I believed I could do it if I got it right on the day, and I did, and I'm thankful for that. But you just can't do it without the support around you, really, and you're not an individual once you're out on that track. So 2016 is just, it's been hard work, but it's been incredible as well to come out the end and say I actually did what I'm not entirely sure I was 100% on, like, believed I could do, if I'm honest. Yeah. I've come away and I've done that, so it's been fantastic. And now, you know, just added a bit more pressure to myself for the coming year.
Yeah, I mean, it looked absolutely gruesome staying up and watching it towards the end of that 800 metres. And you said after it that, you know, you doubt you'd ever do that again. What was it like, though, as a whole Paralympics in Rio, I guess, comparing it to London?
I think the thing about Rio was you cannot compare it to London. The two games were so different. But Rio was fantastic. You know, there was so much bad publicity before we went out. I don't think any of us really knew what to expect. But getting there, we were looked after so well. We had a fantastic place to live and to stay. We had brilliant crowds, big crowds, and the public were just so passionate about sport and about what we were doing, and they just welcomed us, really. And it was brilliant to be a part of, and brilliant to get to see such a beautiful country. It was just fantastic.
And what have you made of the reception that you've had since you've come back? I mean, we've had the parades, haven't we? We've had one in Leeds, the big one in Manchester, one in London as well. What have you made of the reception from the public?
Yeah, it's been busy.
yeah, it has.
I think that's the bit that makes it. When we're out at the Games, when we're out in Rio, you know what you've just done, but it doesn't feel like a big deal. It just feels like another race. And it's not until you come home that it really hits you what you've just done. You know, I came home to those parades. I came home to my street being decorated with gold bunting. And the people that have been on the whole journey with you, who've been there all the way through, they're the people that make you realise what an achievement it is. So it's just fantastic coming back to Yorkshire. You know, we are the best supported athletes. Team Yorkshire are the strongest athletes on the team. And it's just a privilege to represent Yorkshire, really, when we go out there. And I think people are scared when you say you're from Yorkshire because you've got this little bit of extra something that no one could quite work out, and we're not going to give our secrets away.
No, so. Absolutely. That Yorkshire grit, and it's all about Team Yorkshire, isn't it? Every time you have a look at the medal tables, and if you just put the Yorkshire athletes in there, we beat most countries.
Yeah, people always mention that, and I don't think Yorkshire athletes are afraid to shout about the fact that they're from here, but you know what, it is just down to we have fantastic facilities, we have incredible support, and people just really get behind us and show us such passion and such love, and I just love it. I love coming home, and that's what makes every championships, every games, that's what makes it for me. The golds are fantastic, but to be able to bring them back to the people that have always been there, that's the special part.
And what's next for you? I mean, obviously big 2017 coming up, but event-wise, what are you targeting?
So I'm still waiting to find out what events I've got. We've got our World Championships in London in July. So obviously, training up for that, getting ready to go there. Not quite sure what races are on offer for me yet, but I will, as always, race whatever is available, even if it's an 800 metres. I seem to have settled into that now a little bit, but still wouldn't miss the training. So yeah, everything is geared towards that. It's going to be quite a short season because the games are so early on, but it just makes it a bit more of a challenge because we've got less time to work, but it's going to be a great one. It's going to be good to come home, back in the Olympic Stadium, back in front of a home crowd.